QST, QST, QST. The South Hawaii Amateur Radio Club will now begin our technology net here on the TA7MS network. This is WH6DYI, and I'll be your net control for this evening's net. The purpose of this net is to promote and discuss new and existing technologies as they relate to amateur radio. This net is being hosted on the TA7MS Bridge Network, and all licensed amateur radio operators are welcome to join. The Bridge Network includes the Brandmeister GMR Talk Group 310745, the P25 Talk Group 3115, and the CA4FM System Fusion Talk Group 31150, or YFF 51123. An online roster is located at the 40meter.net website, and there is also a webpage with live audio streaming and an internet chat room set up at the chat.kh7ms.com website. More information about the network can be found at the KH7MS.com website, and we will be discussing it this evening. Due to the nature of digital radio, we ask that you please leave a pause before starting your transmission and between transmissions to allow other operators to join or leave the talk groups. The topic of the net tonight will be a continuation of our current topic, which seems to be DMR radio programming. I'm also going to discuss the bridge this evening and possibly some other things, but we'll see how that goes. At this time, I'll ask for any emergency or priority traffic before I begin taking check-ins. If you have any emergency or priority traffic for the net, please call me now. This is WH6DYI. Hearing nothing, at this time I'll begin taking regular check-ins. If you do not want to participate in the net or take a turn, please let me know by stating in and out or no traffic, and we'll put you on the roster, but I won't call you. With that said, though, I'm now taking any and all check-ins. Come with your call sign now, please. This is WH6DYI.
Whiskey Hotel 6, Foxtrot Uniform Yankee, in and out. Thanks for taking the net, Dad.
Whiskey Hotel 6, Foxtrot Uniform Whiskey, no traffic. Thanks for taking it.
Coming through off
Kilo 6 Lima Delta Quebec. This is John in Torrance, California. It will be in and out. Happy New Year to everyone.
6DYI. Alright, it looks like I bubbled with Kilo 6 Lima Delta Quebec. Did you want to check in and out, or did you want to participate in that proceeding, sir?
Hello, Larry. This is John K6LDQ. I will be in and out. Happy New Year to you, everyone on the app there.
Alright, John, very kind. That is in and out. Thank you very much. K6LVQ, W60YI. Would anybody else like to check into the net? Please call me now.
Whiskey Hotel 6, Delta Zulu Hotel. In and out, please. Thank you very much.
Okay, very good. We picked up WHDZH, in and out. Thank you, Wendy. If anybody else would like to check in the net, please call me now. This is WH6DYI. Okay, apparently I've also got another double there from WH6FUW, also checking in and out. Thanks, Mom. Appreciate that. If anybody else like to check in, please call me now. This is WH6DYI. Okay, very good. This is WH6DYI. Small measure of the WH6FUY in and out, KH7MS in, K6LDQ in and out, WH6DZH in and out, and WH6FUW in and out. One more call for any check-ins to the DMR TechNet, or the just TechNet. Please call me now. It's WH6DYI.
This is KD2SXD, Key Delta 2, Sierra X-Ray Delta, Mike, Jacksonville, Florida, in and out.
All right, we picked up KD2SXD. Thank you very much, sir. Got you checked in, it's in and out. Anybody else like to check into the net? Please call me now. Well, we picked up one more there at the end, and I'll go ahead and start the net up. I'd like to thank everybody for checking in and participating this evening. This net is only, I think it's about the fourth time we've run it, third maybe, just getting things started. So to start off, I will announce that one of the topics that was brought up was basic terminology and simple instructions for programming a DMR radio. I started to put something together. I'd like some help on it. If anybody wants to contribute, that'd be great, or critique, or anything at this point. The file is up at the chat.kh7ms.com website. It's also up on kh7ms.com proper and wh6dyi.com. You can find the link to it. It's the terminology and basic tutorial. I'm not sure exactly what I named it there. So that's the only thing on the chat site that you can click on other than the chat box and the streaming. So if I click on it, I can look here, but I'm doing 10 things at once. Okay, yes, TechNet, DMR Programming and Basics, Work in Progress. And that's the file I've been working on. If anybody would like to give me any comments on that, let me know what you think. That'd be great. Otherwise, I'm not sure where to take that one. Any participation in that at this point is going to be very appreciated. Hi. Anyway, with that being said, the other thing I wanted to mention is Digital for HF. Been looking at that and playing with it. It's kind of fun. Free DV, Foxtrot Romeo Echo Echo Delta Victor dot Oscar Romeo Golf. FreeDV.org. And very interesting digital modes for HF radio. Kind of like DMR, only on HL. So anybody's interested, that's another fine one. And this time I'll take it to the top of the list and hand it over to Blake, PH7LMS, this is W860YI. You're my check-in, sir. Take your turn.
All right, thanks, Larry, for taking the net and for doing that write-up on the website. I was kind of going through that, and it's been a while since I actually reviewed it, and I'm sure as time goes on, we can probably add things if there's additional things that need to be, brought up. But I think so far it looked pretty good. I think one of the things that I was kind of thinking about was a lot of people when they're first getting started in DMR or just getting into digital communications. A lot of people are picking up, these hotspots, and I think it would be good to have some information on the website, like maybe even a step-by-step setup for maybe like, one of these Zoom spots or, one of these, common hotspots, but that's just a thought. Other than that, I know that the updates have been kind of coming through here and there, and everything looks good. I know we recently made some changes. I know you had added the chat feature, which is really nice. I think that's really helped as far as sharing information on the nets. And I guess what I've been working on, like I mentioned to you earlier, I was working on this XPR 4550, so I'm kind of excited because I finally got this this radio at least programmed for analog. And there's so many different the equipment ID or entitlement IDs for the DMR. I have to try and go through and like look to see which one I might need to pick up, but anyway, at some point I will probably try and get in touch with you, Larry, to work on maybe that's all I have for right now. Back to that control, KH7NS.
All right, very good. KH7NS, W860Y. Well, we walk on that. Yeah, I noticed there was a lot of different entitlement IDs for different digital DMR related things, and I was kind of lost there as well. They have everything they ever want in every language, it looks like, so I don't know. Motorola, I was going to ask you if your region had an entitled personality. Anyone needs help with Motorola things, are we going through the paces with those? And just about everything else. I do a lot of work with Raspberry Pis. I like to put together these bridges, and Blake's been working with MMDVM boards, been building a lot of repeaters. We've built our own network for the repeaters, so there's a lot of topics we could cover. It'd be interesting to see who is interested in them. I might just start going through and then recording and archiving these nets, and then people can listen at their leisure, go back over and get websites, things like that. So I'm not sure yet exactly where we're going to go with this or how it's going to work out, but there's a lot of information to share, and if we have to turn it into more of a podcast than a net, we will. But anyway, with that said, we're at the bottom of our list of check-ins. So I'll stand by now for anybody else who'd like to check into the net. We'll probably go one more round and wrap it up. If you'd like to join, call me now. This is W86DYI.
This is WH6FVG. The name is Gilbert from Honolulu, Hawaii. Late check-in.
All right, very good. Well, we picked up WH6FVG. Would you like to go ahead and take a turn?
Okay, was there any particular topic or question back to net control?
All right, very good. W6FEG, W6DYI. Yeah, actually, I was going to get some feedback. We discussed on some of the first nets and also on the Blake's nets, some of the terminology and the basics of DMR. I kind of started putting together something, and I was kind of hoping to get some information on that on the chat.kh7ms.com website, or just the kh7ms.com website, or the wh6dyi.com website. We have the TechNet DMR Programming and Basics, a work in progress that I wrote, and I don't know if I'm going in the right direction with that. It's got some basic terminology and kind of a run-through of how to put in a contact and a zone and everything. Kind of looking for a critique on that, and then, of course, any feedback is welcome on what you'd like to learn about or hear discussed, or if you have any questions, we'll be more than happy to try to help. Kind of open at this point. We're kind of feeling out the direction. So I'll turn it back to you, sir. WH6FVG to WH6DYI.
Okay, thank you, Net Control. I did look at the website. I actually really do like the programming guide that you've written. It seems pretty thorough. I couldn't think of anything else to add to it. I also like the fact that you can listen to the net on the chat window now. I don't think I noticed that the last time. That would be a new feature that was added, but that's pretty slick. I'm actually impressed. Of interest or future topics, I am exploring Raspberry Pi and its potential applications in ham radio. I just recently acquired a Raspberry Pi 4. Using it as a desktop for my ham station at the moment to show my iStar dashboard and propagation and weather information. I plan to load other applications, potentially an SDR, as well as looking into how it could apply to things like Harden and WinLink. So far, it's been working out pretty well. I'm kind of enjoying the Raspberry Pi 4. I do have one issue. I think I'm losing internet connectivity periodically, and I don't know why that is, but we don't have to troubleshoot that on the net. But this is WH6FVG back in Net Control.
All right, for WH6DYI. I do a lot of work with Raspberry Pis. I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I have more than I can count sitting around me currently. I do a lot of work with Pi Zeros because they're extremely low power. In fact, this bridge that connects DMR, P25, and C4FM is on 2 Raspberry Pi Zeros down at Blake's that I programmed. So that was an interesting project. Basically, it acts as a hotspot in DMR and a hotspot on P25 or C4FM, and converts it to analog and bridges it over LPR. I have found that you can listen. Transmitting is a little tougher unless you have a hack RF or something like that. But I do have an RTL SDR hooked up to one of my Raspberry Pis, and I use it with a FlightAware setup, and it works very well. I'm able to track aircraft and all sorts of things happening in the air, and it works as a general receiver as well. not a great one. It does require a little bit more filtering, such a cheap SDR, but it does work, and the Raspberry Pi 3B Plus has enough power to decode, so it's a lot of fun. Yeah, Raspberry Pis are extremely versatile, and there's a lot of things in ham radio you can do with them, so great topic. Thanks for bringing it up, and thanks for checking out the file there, and I don't know, I might make it a public doc and let people add to it, and go from there. Not sure yet, but thanks for joining, sir. With that, we're at the bottom again. If anybody else would like to check in to the TechNet, please call me now. This is WH6DYI. Very good, nothing heard at this time. Looks like everything's holding up pretty good for me. The stream seems to be holding up. I am recording it. I'm actually hearing myself. All things that weren't happening before. So, fine business there. I'd like to thank everybody again for joining. We're going to do one more round and kind of go through the Aloha round here. So, we'll take it back to the top with KH7LMS. Go ahead, Blake. And, just start your turn here.
All right, sounds good. Thanks again, like I said, Larry, for taking the net. One thing I was going to bring up on this TechNet, one thing that I found out this week was in the process of trying to update software on the, or actually I should say the firmware on the TYT. MD380, apparently the flash tool that I've been using and a lot of people have been using for the MD380 has been updated to 2.00. I was using version 1.08, but apparently that is no longer being supported. So in order to do an update to the user database on an MD380, you have to use this new flash tool to update the database. And I'm also using a, well, it's like, I guess for the firmware, I was able to download the,
good sir. It's MSW60YL. Well, thanks for that information on the new flash tool. Yeah, I haven't attempted to do that in a while, so I've probably got, I think I've got 1.05 or something, even older version. So, good to know, and maybe we'll get a link to that on your website as well, so that people can get that information in that new file so they can upgrade their MD380s. All right, very good. With that, let's see. The next person on the list is W86FVG. And boy, you got me thinking about Raspberry Pis now and all of the things you can do with them. My only real suggestion, if it's a long-term project that's going to be on a lot, is make sure the thing will auto-reboot. We found with the bridges that after about 20 days or so, they tend to kind of die. Don't know what it is, if something resets the system somewhere or what, but the auto-reboot script has to go in, and then we won't have to reset it manually every time it goes down. I think that's about the only maintenance thing I can think of with Raspberry Pis offhand, technically. But let's go over to W86FVG and use your comments, sir. Go ahead.
W86FVG, thanks, not control. Yeah, I have three Raspberry Pis now. I'm very new into it. I did a little bit of Unix back in college many, many years ago. I'm running I0 for a Pi Star DMR hotspot. I bought another. To use as a desktop replacement and dashboard for the ham shack. And I have a fourth one on order, which is the 3B, as well as the Sense hat to explore Python programming on that particular one. What I found, it's very handy to have many SD cards available on Amazon that you can swap from project to project and burn different OSs and images. Couple sites that I found handy. There's a website by person DL1GKK, Delta Lima 1, Golf Kilo Kilo. He has really good information about ham applications for Raspberry Pi. And another one is KM4ACK, Kilo Mike 4, Alpha Charlie Kilo. Both of those websites have some pretty good information on how to set it up and how to burn images and things like that. But I'm kind of new. I'm still learning. One of the problems I have now is my radio. I mean, my own 5.4 sometimes drops its voice. I was kind of playing with that crumb to see if I can schedule some kind of review. Back in the control, W86FVG.
All right, thank you very much, W6FVG, W6DYI. And, yeah, there's a lot of things those Pis can do. And, like I say, I have a lot of them. I started off with a Pi 1A when they first came out. I really like low-power computers, and I was programming microchips before that. And having an operating system to work with was a whole lot better, in my opinion. And the great thing about it is, in this day and age, there's the Internet, and just about anything you need is there. You can get... You know, every time I forget a command, I can just go look it up, so that's nice. I'm not necessarily the world's best programmer. In fact, I will not even claim to be a half-decent programmer. I use a lot of web references, and it's all out there. You can pretty much do anything you need to. So that's the whole thing about it. And, I hope you get your intermittent internet fixed as well. That's a pain. I just had AT&T dropping out on me, so I'm just really glad it's held up this evening, and I'm going to probably knock on wood after I call for anybody else who'd like to check into the net. We're at the bottom of the second round, and if you'd like to check in at this time, please call me. This is WH6DYI. Very good. Well, I'm not hearing anything. I'm going to say thanks, guys. And hopefully this will turn into something interesting here. There's a lot of cool projects from everything from the Raspberry Pi projects, which even the HP Link software that the network, the K7MS network, is running on for DMR is Python-based. So even basic Python, you can add and remove features. It's pretty neat. It can be run on a Pi as well. Right now I have it on a cloud server, just for stability. They offer a little bit better internet than I think we can provide at this point. But the ultimate plan is to move the entire system over to a Raspberry Pi and have it all hosted locally. So it should be interesting. We do a lot of work with Pis here, so yeah, fine business. I'll give a call one more time. If anybody else would like to join the net, or if there's any questions or comments, please come with a call now. This is WH6DYI. Very good, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much for participating this evening. Welcome you all back next week, same time, same place, and we'll get a little bit more into depth on what's going on with some of these projects, and hopefully we'll get some more feedback on the document, and I can walk away from that. Yeah, it'd be good if everyone can learn to program their DMR radios, but boy, is it a daunting challenge. I ran my mom through it this morning, and it was, she was not happy with it. there's a lot to learn, and it's kind of overwhelming. So getting new hands into programming their radios is definitely going to be a challenge. Hopefully we can provide some assistance. I'm probably going to be linking to some YouTube videos that I found I originally used to program my hotspot. I gave a lot of good information too. There's a lot of great resources out there. I think maybe if we collect some of them and just get them up on a main page, and then we can discuss what we like. We can go from there. But this time I will say 7-3, aloha, thank you all for participating, and this is WH6DYI, now closing the Alpha Hawaii Amateur Radio Club TechNet here on the KH7MS Bridge Network. Thank you all for participating. I'm going to turn this frequency back over to regular undirected amateur use, and I'm out of here. This is WH6DYI. Mahalo.
WH6DYI, KH7MS.
KH7MS, WH6DYI, go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I just wanted to let you know that you were coming through loud and clear, no dropouts, and sounding really good. So, sounds like you got a good path down to my place. Just curious, I think you mentioned that you were coming through off of your Yagi.
Yeah, QSL, actually, the Yagi that you gave me. So, yeah, it's pointing right down to your place, and got the Astro Saber hooked right into it, and I could get through on the handheld, so I figured that would be even better. And yeah, no dropouts on my end either. It was great. I think this is the way to do it.
Yeah, you're coming through much better this time compared to last net. You had a lot more dropouts. And anyway, yeah, I think this is definitely the way to go. And that Motorola Astro Saber is working well.
Yes, sir, it is, and I got to thank you again. I'm even on the hand mic you provided, so this is a complete KH7MS special. Hi, hi.
Very good. Well, I'm coming through off of my Motorola XTS 3000 this evening, and coming through off of the UHF repeater. So we're on the same repeater, and I was kind of listening on the VHF side. I didn't try listening on DMR, but I'm assuming, you know, everything's working well, so. Anyway, good net, and that was your and was just was actually looking for the website that I went to find that the Flash tool, the 2.0, which is the new version for the MV380 for updating the database. But anyway, when I get that, I'll send it over to you, and yeah, it probably would be good to post it on the website. That way, anyone that's you know, going to the website can easily find it, especially if they have an MV380 or even an RT3 radio, not the dual bander, but just the RT3 Renovis, and you know, those type of radios that, you know, you can use the hack firmware.
All right, roger that, QSL. Yeah, give me those links, and I'll get them up on the website, and, you know, we'll get all that out there. That's great information. I didn't know that they had upgraded to 2.0, so, yeah, fine business on that. And I got those other call signs written down, too, from FEG, so I'm going to go check out those. I'm always interested in, you know, the other ham's takes on what to do with ham radio and Raspberry Pi. So there's a couple of sites too I have bookmarked that are actually how to build a full-on HF radio out of Raspberry Pi. It's sketchy. I tried it once. A lot of filtering has to be built, and I wasn't exactly set up for building filters then. But I think now with the SDR that I'm using, I could probably build some filters, especially with the noise generator that I have. So anyway, yeah, I'll be standing by here, and hopefully hear you up on 2 meters. And, yeah, thanks for being there, sir. 87MS, W6CYI.
All right, very good. Yeah, I have to go through my my adapters and see if I can get the UHF Mini. And then I can hook this up to the outdoor antenna, and we can make a test on Syntex. I am curious to see how it works. I have a total of 2 frequencies programmed into it at this point. So far, I'm having no problems reading and writing to the radio. I'm going to knock on some wood here. And yeah, I'll go ahead and probably look for that, and then I'll probably come up on 2 meters on Simplex. And we can do a test, because I am really curious. I want to make sure this radio is working. So, anyway, appreciate you doing that. And we'll say 73s for now, and we'll catch you in just a little bit. PH7MS.
All right, sir, sounds good. Yeah, the bridge is working good. The network's all up and running. I've been streaming the DMR side. I actually have that coming through the hotspot and then streaming back out to the server. And that seems to be holding up just fine. Good audio on that and everything. And C4FM was working fine, too. I've been watching the web page, the monitor. So, fine business. I'll be monitoring all sorts of things. K7MS, W6YI.
All right, very good. And I just wanted to go over something real quick. Right now I'm showing 8 check-ins to the net.
QSL, if you're including me, then you have 8, sir.
All right, fine business. Yeah, I have you marked down, and that's 8 total. That's including you. So, all right, I'll send my follow-up email here to the group, and we'll see 73s right now, KH7MS.
All right, QSL. 7-3s for now, sir, and I hope to hear you up on the other side. W-A-6-T-Y-L, be clear and monitoring.
good. Thanks again. Robinette, KH7MS, clear and monitoring on P25.